And at the moment, there seems to be a little bit of a standoff between the state government and the South Australian branch of the AMA when it comes to a new work agreement. And joining us is Port Lincoln GP and Vice President of the South Australian AMA, John Williams. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the main issue at stake here when it comes to the disagreement between the state government and the AMA with the focus on rural and regional doctors?
Yeah, I mean, as rural doctors, we're extremely worried about how health is going in country. It has been declining over years. And we were in negotiations with the Rural Support Service, hoping to turn things around, we've been losing doctors. We can't get our young doctors to come and to stay. And we were hoping to start to put together a package that would turn things around and attract GPs and keep our rural GPs and attract new GPs to the country. And look, our main concern is just our extreme concern over how health is being delivered for rural patients and wanting to improve that. We know we can. There's no mystery about how that is done. It does take investment, there's no doubt. It will take some money, but you know, this is an investment in basic rural infrastructure. You know, people want to be able to see their GP when they can, when they need it. You know, if they've got a sick child in the middle of the night, you know, or you know, elderly relatives that are struggling, they really need to be able to talk to their GP, someone that they can trust, and have the support of the local local health services. And that's our main concern. That's what we've been, you know, asking for and fighting for, and negotiations haven't gone that way.
Speaking this morning with the Vice President of the South Australian AMA and Port Lincoln GP, Dr. John Williams, about the standoff between the AMA and the state government over a new medical workplace agreement. And John, when it comes down to that support, as you say, for doctors in rural and regional areas, what sort of support are we talking here? Are we talking health support services for them? Are we talking about physical infrastructure for them? What sort of support?
Yes, all of those things. Here in Port Lincoln, our emergency department building isn't fit for purpose. That needs fixing. We need support in as far as specialists coming to Port Lincoln, and also we need incentives for rural GPs to stay in the country and new ones to come. At the moment, it is financially a disincentive to come to country. It is a disincentive to come to country. GPs are saying that they can earn more for less hours, more reasonable hours in the city. If they come to rural, they're taking a financial hit and working a longer hours. And you know, we've done our very best as local GPs to improve this, but we just can't when government isn't supporting us. I guess this is the background of general practice. The Medicare rebate for Medicare was frozen in 2013. This was essentially a pay freeze for all of Australian GPs. And on top of this, the Rural Support Service only matched the Medicare. They didn't increase it either. So this has essentially been a raise pay freeze for rural GPs, a pay freeze from 2013. It was unfrozen a couple of years ago, but just only incremental increases. So essentially, general practice has taken a hit over the past years, and no one has recognised it, and no one is listening to us. We're talking about rural. We're worried about health. We're worried about our patients, but government just isn't listening.
We certainly do hope that the state government and the South Australian branch of the AMA can sort something out very soon to ensure that health services do stay at a very high level here on the Eyre Peninsula and right across rural South Australia as well. Dr. John Williams, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Keith. Thank you so much for that.